Good afternoon. Today is Tuesday, July 8th, and it is 1:30 p.m. This is Talk on the Rock, and I'm your host, Colette Zarnicki. Public media is facing a threat these days as the House passed a rescissions package. It would eliminate $1.1 billion in approved funding for public media. That funding would normally go to the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, also known as CPB, and that helps fund many public media outlets, including ours here at KSDK. So today, we're going to talk with Station General Manager Cindy Sweat to get more of an idea of what all this might mean for our rural communities, including here in Wrangell. Cindy's usually nearby the phone during Talk on the Rock, ready to pick it up if anyone ever calls, but not today since she's in the studio with me. So we apologize if you want to get through to us to leave a comment or ask a question. Hi, Cindy. How are you?
Hi, Colette. I'm doing fine. Doing fine. This is what it means to be short-staffed. We don't have someone to answer phones if both of us are in here.
Yeah.
Anna had to stay home today, and Jill's done for the day, so it's just Colette and I. So, but I'm really happy to be here and hopefully clear some things up and invite people to call after we're on the air or send an email if they have any questions about this.
Yeah, thanks for being here as well and answering the questions. And we have a great staff of four people, I would say.
That's right. And you have both of the full-timers on the air right now.
So there's been some confusion between this rescission bill, where the current administration might defund public media, and the newly passed Big Beautiful Bill. Could you tell us what this difference is?
Yes, there are two completely different things. So the Big Beautiful Bill, that was a funding bill, and that went through both the House and the Senate, and the president signed it on Friday. So that's done. That approves spending within our government budget. This bill that is in the Senate right now is a rescission bill, or in other words, a take back. This is a bill to take back funding that was appropriated 2 years ago and approved by both the House, the Senate, and the president. And so this is a rescission. This is a take back, a defunding bill. So they're two different things. So if you're wondering, well, what did the Big Beautiful Bill have to do with what you're talking about today? The answer is nothing. That's two totally different things.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great. Thank you. And there's also some confusion. So basically, the rescission bill would defund the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, also known as CPB. And so there's some confusion between CPB and NPR, which is a National Public Radio, and PBS, which is Public Broadcasting Service. So what can you clear that up for us?
I will try to. So CPB is the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and they provide grants to PBS, which is television. And that's really not my world. I don't know much about PBS. I just know that they also get funding from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And CPB funds radio stations, community stations, with what's called a community service grant. That's our CSG. It's our federal funding that KSDK receives and other stations around the United States receive for the federal portion of their funding. And it varies in different communities what percentage that's going to be. If you live in a big city, perhaps your membership, and that's like a pledge drive. Think of the membership as pledge drive. Your membership might be in the millions of dollars because you live in a big city that can do that. Whereas in small rural Alaska, our membership is, you know, this past year, our goal was to raise $40,000, which is pretty good for a town this size, right? So we rely mainly on CPB. The CPB grant for KSDK is the bulk of our funding. It's for the coming year, if we're able to roll into the coming year, it's 53% of our revenue for the year. So it's the largest source of KSDK's funding. And right now, the rest of the station revenue comes from local sources. So that's your pledge drive, underwriting from businesses, raffles, special events, wiener toss, all of those things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you have an idea of what other stations rely, like, that have a similar, you know, for us, percentage of CPB?
So I'm, of course, familiar with the other Coast Alaska stations because we are a Coast Alaska station. And so all of the managers in the, you know, we work together as a team. KSTK is the smallest of the coast stations. And so our federal grant is a larger percentage of our revenue than the other stations. But I would say any station in Alaska that receives 30% or if 30% or more of the revenue comes from CPB, they say the word is in jeopardy, mm-hmm. you know. And so that would be most of, I believe all of the Coast Alaska stations. There's one that's just really close to that 30%. But for KSDK, it's 53%. And I don't know, you know, I don't know where, if this goes through and CPB is defunded, we will work diligently to find a replacement. But it's $168,000, you know. I'm not sure where to start with that, honestly. Yeah.
And just for context, other Coast Alaska stations include Ketchikan. There's one in Ketchikan, Petersburg, Sitka,
Juneau, and Unalaska.
Unalaska, mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
There are 27 licensees in Alaska. And the CPB plays a critical role, especially in Alaska, where local fundraising is limited by population. So this is going to hit, you know, if this rescission bill goes through, it's going to hit Alaska hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So can you just give us an idea, what would the defunding, our public media defunding CPB look like?
Well, it's more than half our budget, Colette. I don't know. Immediately, if this were to happen, immediately people are going to hear a big difference on the radio, because we won't be able to keep doing what we do at this level. Mm-hmm. And potentially, you know, I don't want to go into a tailspin, but I mean, this does potentially mean that we turn off the signal, because if we can't replace that funding, you know, nothing happens for free. So I love my job, but you know, you love your job, but we need to have a salary so we can live our lives.
Definitely.
You know? So, but then NPR, you mentioned NPR. So what I've heard is confusion both here in town, and also I listened in on the congressional hearing. I listened in to the senators last week on the congressional hearing of this bill. And so many people who are against it would say, you know, we need to defund CPB because NPR is left-leaning. Well, if you defund CPB, you're not going to get rid of NPR. I mean, if getting rid of NPR is the goal, this is not going to achieve that. This CPB money funds the local stations, so local stations can provide a community service. You know, your emergency alerts, your severe weather, all of the local reporting that you do, you know, everything from just updates on road closures, and everything that you get on your local radio station, calling up because your dog's missing, or, you know, tonight there's a borough assembly meeting, you're going to be here to get that out over the air for people, basketball games, all this, all of it, you know, this is what would go away. On the other hand, NPR is funded through major foundations and businesses, and what they receive from CPB is about 1% of their overall revenue. That's pretty insignificant. So they're going to keep going on. You know, they're going to be streaming online. They're going to be in all the markets that are still standing, all the medium-sized to large cities. You know, NPR isn't going anywhere. So if the goal is to, you know, that's to me the thing that's interesting, is that if the goal is to get rid of this, then why are you defunding that? You know, they're two totally different things. So what could happen is your station can go down, but NPR is going to keep going wherever they're on the air or on the web.
Yeah. And likely those reporters would not come here to cover local stories like us right now.
Exactly. You know, I've also, you know, people have asked me, well, why not a commercial station? Well, why not? Why not a commercial station? Why doesn't CBS or NBC or Fox put up a signal here? Because they rely on advertising dollars, and there isn't enough, you know, there isn't enough revenue in the community. So why would they send a reporter here to cover local? Because they can't afford it. So we can afford it if we get this grant, you know, and KSTK has been on the air for a long time. It would be a shame for it to go away, but that is definitely a reality if this bill, this rescission bill, goes through. And the Senate is expected to vote on it next week.
Yeah. What would you say about, like, to the comments about citizens saying they'll still be able to get their news online, like on social media, YouTube, or station websites? What can you say about that?
Well, you can't get it on station websites if there aren't stations there to produce that content. And you're not going to get it on your Facebook feed if there isn't somebody posting the content there. You will be able to get your national news. You can get it in all kinds of different places. But you're not, you know, there are two places that you're going to get your local news, and that's the Wrangell Sentinel and KSTK. You know, you're not going to get, well, you read during Midday News today, you read what's on the agenda tonight for the special assembly meeting. You know, ABC News isn't covering that. They're not going to send a reporter in to cover that. You know, so that's the value of the station. And not only that, not, you know, we often think about what we're producing and putting, you know, and the content that we receive here to put out, but also the reporting that you do, Colette, or reporters that have been here in the past, that goes out to the whole state. And so people around the state and legislators who are there to make decisions for us, they know what's happening in Wrangell because Wrangell has a voice through this network. But that network disintegrates if there isn't funding.
Yeah, definitely. So, like you said earlier, we have until July 18th. Mm-hmm. So, essentially, the House passed the rescissions package, which also in that package includes defunding foreign aid funds plus defunding public media and the CPB. And that happened on June 12th. And we have until July 18th. That's the key date. Can you tell us what the process is?
Okay, I'll tell you what I know about this. So HB 4, which is this rescission bill, did go through the House and it passed. So then it went to the Senate, and the Senate opened up a committee last week and they debated and talked about where everybody stood on it. So now it's in the Senate for a vote. And the 18th is the deadline, because when the president issues a rescission bill like this, Congress has 45 days to act on it. So the clock's ticking. The 18th is the deadline. So one thing that could happen, I don't expect to happen, but one thing that could happen is they just ignore it. They say, put it in a drawer or put it on the shelf. You know, if that happens, then it dies. And maybe you've heard the term dies on the Senate floor. Well, that's what that means, that it doesn't go forward. And that's the end of the story. So that's one potential. It could be voted up. It could be voted down, or the senators could also open it up and make amendments. So, for example, they could keep everything else in but take out the defunding of CPB, or they could keep that in and take out the other. You know, they can open it up and change it through amendments and then vote on that. And then they would vote that either up or down.
Would all of that have to happen by July 18th?
Yes, it would. Now, if it's a straight, as written, up or down vote, then that's the end of it. If it's opened up and amendments are made and they vote on that, then whatever that decision is, now that goes back to the House in a committee vote. And from there, I'm not sure what happens.
Yeah,
that's as far as I know. I'm not I've never really been into politics, but obviously this is important to me. So I'm trying to pay attention and understand the process.
Definitely. What else can you say about this? Like, why else is this important? I mean, we already discussed the most, like, you know, the loss of our station and other local stations. Is there anything else that you can think of?
Well, I mean, I guess it, at the heart of it for me is that I'm on Team Wrangell. I want Wrangell to have everything that we have plus more. You know, I want us to have good schools. I want us to have good roads. I'm glad we finally got the water plant in. You know, I'm happy that the parks are getting renovated. And, you know, the library is doing well. And I want for all of us to have that. And part of that is having a voice. And having a voice in the state is really important. Having the public able to just turn on their radio wherever they are and listen to an assembly meeting is so important. Just that civic understanding and engagement, and to have that go away is just another chink in the armor. You know, it's just one less thing that Wrangell would have. Also, the economic piece of it. We don't have a lot of people working up here, but, you know, we all live here. We either rent or we own a home. We shop here. We buy our groceries and our gas. And, you know, one of our employees has kids in the school district. And, you know, if we're concerned about keeping people in Wrangell, that's something to think about, that, well, there's four more households that are at jeopardy, you know.
Definitely. Definitely.
I guess I'd like to say one other thing. This was Lisa Murkowski was talking about the cost of all of this. And she said, to the taxpayers to pay for CPB, it's $1.60 annually. So it's, less than $2 a year out of the taxpayer, out of each taxpayer to pay for CPB. So, you know, right. That seems like it's not going to save us anything, really, you know, in terms of taxes.
Yeah. Literally a drop in the bucket.
Literally a tiny little drop in the bucket. Yeah. And so much is at stake if it does go through. So, of course, I'm hoping they vote against it.
Yeah. Me too.
I'm just not sure where to go if they don't. But that's the reality of it. And I really want people to understand, you know, one thing, like we started, just the difference between the big, beautiful bill and this rescission, but they're two different things. Difference between NPR and CPB, they're two totally different things. And that kind of came to me when both a person in town who really supports the station was concerned, well, what happens if NPR goes down? What happens to you guys? And I said, well, we don't work for them. You know, they create a product that we purchase, but we don't work for them. They don't fund us, you know. So that person who really supports the station didn't know. And why would they? You know, this isn't their industry. I don't go out and, you know, I don't know what it takes to run a grocery store, you know, but I know what it takes to do this.
Yeah.
And then on the other hand, I had another person say, well, I support defunding NPR, so I'm for this. And I thought, well, this isn't about NPR. This is about CPB. CPB funds local stations so that local stations can provide all of these services. NPR is a whole other thing. They create news and other content, and they're because they're so well-funded through foundations and businesses, they're not going away.
Right.
It's your local station that could go away.
And does CPB fund like 1% of NPR?
That's my understanding. Yeah. That's my understanding, that they get a little bit.
Yeah.
But mostly they're funded through foundations. And then also they get a little bit from the stations who purchase their product.
Right.
Yeah.
And then again, we get 53%. Of CPB funding.
Well, 53% of our revenue for this year, if we get that, if we get this grant, it will be more than half of our budget.
Yeah.
And the rest of our budget is our pledge drive, our raffles, our special events. It's all local. Mm-hmm. You know, so the question would be, would Wrangell be able to pick up the rest of that? And I just, Wrangell's amazing. You never know, but it's a heavy lift. And so I would be looking for other sources for sure, diligently. But really, it would just be so great if this gets voted down. My opinion is that if it got voted down and we continue to we as taxpayers pay our $1.60 a year in order to keep the stations funded around the state of Alaska particularly, and other rural, small rural stations across the United States. I would also, I can't discuss this without bringing up the emergency alert system. And Wrangell is the LP1, the local primary contact. So when an alert goes out statewide or even nationwide, we're networked in. And all of the public stations across Alaska are LP1 stations, and many of the rural stations across America are. So if this recension, if this clawback of funds goes through, think about all those emergency stations that are no longer providing that service for their community. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's for the whole nation.
Yeah.
You know, it seems like something we'd want to hold on to.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, this is pretty loaded.
It's heavy.
Yeah.
It's heavy.
What can we do? Whether we as community members support or don't support public media.
Yeah. So, as I said, this bill already went through the House, and Senator Begich voted for it along with enough other senators to pass this through. So now it's in the Senate. I'm sorry, I said senators. House representatives, House Representative Begich and other House members passed it. So now it's in the Senate. So whether you're for this or against this, we just celebrated the 4th of July, right? You know, this great celebration in America that commemorates, you know, a Declaration of Independence and moving forward to create a government of the people. So people have a voice. Well, this is where we have our voice, mm-hmm. right? So you can contact Senator Dan Sullivan and Senator Lisa Murkowski and let them know how you feel.
Yeah.
On this, and that's what you can do. So I have contact information.
Yes.
Okay. So to contact Senator Dan Sullivan, his phone number to call is 202-224-3004. And if you want to send him an email, you can go to sullivan.senate.gov, and then you just click on contact and email. And then for Senator Lisa Murkowski, her number is 202-224-6665, and then her email is very similar. It's murkowski.senate.gov. And then just click on contact and then select email. And just, you know, just one or two sentences of why this is important. You know, for me, I've been contacting them, asking them to please vote no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've contacted them too.
Yeah.
And it's pretty easy to do. Usually you just get a voicemail.
Yeah. And if you're sending an email, you'll get probably a delay. You're not going to get an immediate email back, but you will receive something back saying thank you for your, you know, for your email. And sometimes they'll send something longer, but it's usually, you know, a letter that's already been created for everybody, which is fine, but it lets you know that you were heard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to say about this? The rescission.
I just encourage everybody, you know, to give this some thought. And if you have any questions, please ask me. I'm available. Stop by, call, send me an email. If you have a question of any of this, I'd be happy to do my very best to answer it. I really want Wrangell to have a community radio station. It's not a service that I would like to see get turned away. Nor would I like to see it happen across the state of Alaska or, you know,
the nation.
Yeah. So, if you have any questions, please call me. If this has inspired you to call a senator, then I ask you to please just go ahead and do so. It's really easy. Or an email. It's not hard. And make your voice heard.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Thanks for coming on and talking about this rescission bill. Again, the Senate could be voting on it anytime from now until July 18th. And if you want to call KSDK, you could call at 907-874-2345. Again, that's 907-874-2345. And I will repeat the senator's phone numbers too. So Senator Lisa Murkowski is 202-224-6665. And Senator Dan Sullivan is 202-224-3004.
That's right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Hope you all have a great afternoon.
Yes, likewise. And so that was a general manager for KSDK, Cindy Sweat, talking about the rescission bill, which would defund public media